Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.
My name is Laura Cairn, I'm 17 and I go to Laurel Hill Cloister FCJ in Limerick. I live in Corbally. I like it, there's loads of like shops and stuff around it and it's really close to town and everything. I'd say my favourite subject would have to be music because I love music and you know it's much more interesting now than at junior set level because you get to study, like I am studying the Beatles, so that's great, so you get to listen to all their albums and stuff in class, so it's great like that, and then you get to study a whole like big section on Irish music as well, so that's great as well, you get to listen to loads of Irish music and everything, and then you know it's great because you have like half for like your leaving set, then half the actual leaving set is practical work, so you do that in like May before the leaving set, so you play like your piano or your violin or whatever for half your marks, so it's handy like that as well, so it's great. That we have. I'm
waiting for that feeling. I'm waiting for. Why did you decide to go to a girls' school?
Hazel, she's my sister, always loved the Irish, so she kind of was the one who went to the school, and then she kind of, you know, she told me all about it, so then I kind of got the love for it as well. So the Irish language is kind of dying out at the same time, so they kind of need to bring it back a bit, you know, they're like building new Gaelic schools and stuff like that, so that's kind of reviving it as well, like, so it's good like that. Love the Irish language, it's great, like, so. You know, at first, like in first year, like you obviously find it hard for the first couple of months, like, but after that, you get into it. And like when the teachers talk Irish to you now, you just ramble away to them back, like, so it's great like that because you get really fluent in it and everything. So it'll help you for your orals and stuff like that. So I love it. I play the piano and the violin, and then I'm doing my teacher's diploma in speech and drama as well. So, and then I played bridge in school as well, and I'm in the choir. I love singing, like, we recorded for Lyric FM today, so I'm wrecked after that. I'm doing my grade 6 exam next week. There's two more grades left to go, and then if I want, I can do my diploma after that. Yeah, I took up, like, the violin after I started piano. I only took up the violin there about 3 years ago, so I've been doing piano a lot longer than I had violin, so... thought I would have found it a lot harder, but I didn't because I had, you know, the tuning and stuff from the piano. I kind of play some trad music and the violin, like, so I love trad music, we're always listening to it at home, myself and my sister, so there's a trad group in school, so I might play with them sometime or something.
What are your plans for the future?
I don't really know yet. I was either thinking either like medicine or maybe teaching. I'm not too sure which thing. Probably Cork or Galway. I wouldn't really like to go to Dublin because it's so big.
Music seems to be an important part of your life. Why would you not like to pursue it in college?
Well, I suppose it's because you can't really make a full-time living out of teaching, you know, music. So it's something I do. If I went into teaching, I would teach it like after school, generally. So I'd be able to do the two of them then. So.
Now that we know Laura a bit better, let's see what she thinks about college students.
Well, I think, like, they're nice. Like, you know, if you're, like, walking down the road, well, my school's just down the road, like, they'd say hello to you and stuff like that, so they seem very friendly. And, you know, you'd always find one or two, but mostly, like, I find them nice. Yeah, the majority, I'd say, are, like, very friendly and nice to everybody. I'd say it's probably a mixture of both, you know, they have to, like, study as well when it comes up to exam time and stuff like that, but I suppose they kind of work all along and don't party too much, you know, they kind of be okay, like, it's a mixture of both, really. You know, things like that week would be really good because then, you know, they could go mad that week and then the lecturers would understand, like, if they're a bit tired the next day or they weren't really concentrating in the lectures and stuff, be okay.
Do you think it's easier to be a college student than a secondary school student?
I'd say definitely a college student because you have teachers putting loads of pressure on you and stuff, like, especially for the leaving set. So I'd say definitely be easier to a college student. Well, I suppose you'd have more freedom to do what you want, and I suppose you'd have more time as well, really, because you know, in, like, secondary school you're there from like 9 to 3 every day. Like with college you kind of have more like freedom and stuff like that. There isn't, you know, it's not like as fixed as secondary school is, so.
Do you think college students have more facilities at hand?
Well, there probably is, like, because, you know, you can go, like, out to UL and stuff like that and the gym and, you know, and they can use all the other facilities in the colleges and stuff like that, so it's probably better like that. But then again, secondary school students, you know, they have their facilities as well that they can use, so it's kind of a bit of both, really.
Do you think the reputation of student drinking is justified?
Well, I don't think they really do binge drink, like, because they have to get up in the morning to go to their lectures, so it wouldn't be very clever to be binge drinking and then going to college and stuff.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.